Yeah. Hello.
This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Dirk McCallum Show.
From HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Stiffer Challenge Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gang have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisations who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander in chief, his mistress, but brief. We do support their lawyer, though. Ableism. NTs. That means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to this show, congratulations! You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse's Jerkly Challenge Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
So, hey Johnny, it's me, Pinkhood. Well, we got a... Have you heard of this new trend where they're painting Christmas pine trees black? Johnny, are you there? I guess Johnny must be running a little bit behind. This new trend could be similar to the floss or to flossing. It may stay around, it may not, but only time will tell. Yeah, there's so much that with Christmas time and these holiday trees, we see them all different colors of the rainbow, so black may have been one of those colors that you may have thought that you would never see as a tree. Well, if you thought that you would never see a black tree, black Christmas tree, maybe you may have been a tad wrong. And people are getting so miffed because these trees are now, not so. These trees are...
Let's try this again.
Yay, Johnny, you're finally here. People are getting so kind of butthurt over this new trend when there's trees of every color in the rainbow, so should we be surprised?
No.
Hey, some people like a dark tree.
Right.
Like, say, as dark as your soul, I must say. Some people's souls. Some people just ain't having it.
No.
It's like, oh, it's not green. It's not traditional. It's not right.
Yeah, and it's almost like, so what would they say if they saw a yellow tree, a neon yellow tree?
You'd be like, neon yellow. I was like, oh, man. Like, oh.
Yeah.
I know Christmas trees are supposed to be bright, but that's
right.
Too bright.
Right.
I mean, it's definitely a big thing this year, like 70% more.
Yeah.
70% more sales than last year.
Right.
Is it weird? I kind of want this tree. I kind of like it.
It's unique and it's meant to be different.
I mean, you put anything in black, like you put anything in black, like trees, phones, they just get a lot cooler.
Right.
Yeah, I like it. It's different.
Yeah. Different is good.
Different is definitely good.
And different could be the make or break for a holiday, too.
Yeah. See, it would be a lot better than a neon yellow tree.
Right.
If you like neon yellow trees, more power to you.
Right.
It would be great if you, like, did the black tree, like, the silver and the gold.
Right!
And all the green stuff, like, I can see some people making that amazing.
So it's like, what else is new?
It's like, how are we going to just raise the bar even higher?
Right.
What, you know, gets me there is like 100, there's like 100 different options for black.
Right.
For black Christmas trees. I mean, you take that color, like, you take it with black and you go the opposite end of the spectrum, like something bright, like
it would really pop.
Right. So it's either you could stick with the standard tree, or you could focus and get something unique and be still very different. That could either be, well, that could just be so different that people just keep on talking about it and going that this is very interesting.
Hey, we're talking about it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Must be doing something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it looks amazing. Like, nobody wants to feel like traditional.
Right.
Some people just want to be, like, fashionable.
Right.
Hey, if it's selling, more power to them.
Right.
So it definitely beats a bright yellow tree.
Right.
Which I don't even know how that is possible.
Well, I don't even know either. It's a conundrum in and of itself. That's just how I see it.
You know, if you do have a yellow tree, you got a problem there.
Right.
Your tree's a little too dry.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. It's like, it's the point where if people don't like the trees, go and definitely get it.
Yeah.
And rock it. And don't be afraid to.
I think if you like the black tree,
right.
Decorate and slay the heck out
of
it.
Yeah. And there's so many more things that we could, and also with the spirit of Christmas, there's now a National Disability Theater that's now becoming more possible too, which
amazing.
I look at as is a win in of itself. Is more opportunities, the better.
I think it's a... Because we definitely need this. I mean, if you want to be in theater, like...
Right.
Sometimes ableism actually happens, like...
Mm-hmm.
Say this time, like... You want to be in theater? Like, you go for it.
Right.
You go chase that dream, no matter who you are. Especially these days, we all need some hope
right.
around here. We want to get to the point where, like, it's just normal.
Right, and the entertainment industry kind of has to progress with the times and not just think it has to be one way or another.
It doesn't have to be like, it has to be this way. It doesn't have to be like this way or no way or... Just like they want to be actors who happen to have a disability, not the other way around. It's like not like the other way around. It's like they got talent, they go for it.
Right. And the more that you get, the more awareness, the more people that are willing to who are in support of this, the better things will be. And the more theaters will be willing to bridge the gap, which is a fair thing to say. You can't just think that it's a-okay for someone not to have that ability to just get the time to actually progress and do what they want to do without being judged and scrutinized.
Right. Like, everyone be on equal ground, like, maybe with a little help here and there, if they need it.
Right. And this will only give more opportunities. And that's what's needed right now.
Right.
And there's so many issues with characters not being portrayed by persons with different abilities. There's a point where someone has to step up and go, when is it enough?
Like, when is it our turn?
Right.
I mean, if this goes real well, like, this might cascade into other fields. Like other job fields.
Right.
see nothing, nobody should stop us from what we're trying to do here.
So it really makes an impact, and this shows progress, and more progress the better. That's what I say,
yeah.
Without any hesitation.
Like the more progress I see, the easier I can be like, we can do this.
Yeah.
We can do this, and we will do this.
Yeah, and it does not matter who, it should not matter what abilities you have or don't have, and that's what matters, if the person's a big name actor or a celebrity. How about thinking about those upcoming actors who want their chance? How about thinking about those actors who feel that they're not given their chance because of ableist people who are just not wanting to cast accurately? This gives hope. This is a great accomplishment that is in the process of being accomplished. And I can't wait to see what actually comes of it, because there's so much growth that can be had. And that's what counts. So
I mean, we all have fire inside of us that wants to burn.
And giving the opportunities and presenting people with the opportunities and access to these opportunities is what matters. And facilitating the goals of accurate portrayals of characters. That's what's key.
Because many of us actually have like a talent.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to find.
Yeah. And there's so much more that people will see when the National Disability Theater gets up and running too. Because this will be key for more progress for accurate portrayals too. And on that note, we are on hiatus, but we have special encore episodes up until January 7th. With all new episodes, and we will see you after the new year.
We'll be back next year. Like, what's going to happen? I don't know.
I guess we'll see.
It's gonna be good.
Year.
I know that.
Yes.
Hey. All
right.